This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, November 21st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember that Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, Exposing the Darkness, is on now, but you haven't missed anything. You get 90 days access from the day you sign up. Not the day it launched, but from the day you sign up. More details coming up later in this program. Topic number 5 today, Afghanistan. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, or SIGAR, the acronym, has never been politically correct, never pulled punches when it came to analyzing our government's performance in trying to build a new country in Afghanistan. Basically, they've been very open about the billions of tax dollars that have been wasted, the thousands of lives that have been wasted. And the latest audit of President Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan last year is typically harsh. After spending $145 billion, $145 billion to try to create a self-sustaining government in Afghanistan, only to create a new playground for the Taliban, this experiment has failed. For emphasis, SIGAR promoted this quote from Chris Mason, who's an associate professor of national security at the U.S. Army War College. Quote, U.S. efforts to build and sustain Afghanistan's governing institutions were a total, epic, predestined failure on par with the same efforts and outcome in the Vietnam War, and for the same reasons, end quote. Besides the money, more importantly, the human cost, 2,456 American, 1,144 Allied service members, an additional 20,666 wounded Afghans, at least 66,000 Afghan soldiers killed, more than 48,000 civilians killed, 75,000 wounded. The conclusion from the Special Inspector General's report, quote, if there is one overarching lesson to be learned from the totality of this tragedy, it is that any future U.S. reconstruction mission similar in scale and ambition to that in Afghanistan is likely to be difficult, costly, and defined by the real possibility of an unfavorable governance outcome, end quote. In other words, let's don't do this in Ukraine, okay? Topic number 4, targets. Terrible, horrible, no good, very bad year. Target stores heading into this season when retailers usually make bank, beginning with Black Friday and continuing through the holidays. It's when retailers really make their profit margins for the year. Not going to happen for Target this year. Target is projecting a reduction in gross margin for this year over last year, of more than $500 million. Why? Organized retail crime. See, Target stores tend to be in larger cities where liberal policies on law enforcement and prosecuting crime have made it profitable for criminals to essentially go into stores like Target, Walmart, Best Buy, Rite Aid, so on, clean off the shelves and walk out, looting the stores in broad daylight, because they know if they're prosecuted, it'll be for a misdemeanor or they'll be let go. Well, Target CFO Michael Fiddelke was on a call with reporters last week. He was very tactful. He said, inventory shrinkage, and I'll quote now, will reduce our gross margin by more than $600 million for the full year. More than $600 million. People just walking out of their stores with product. Some experts are blaming this trend on the broken social contract. The explanation is that you can only put goods on open display at department stores like Target, Walmart, in a society where people feel like they're getting a fair shake. They don't steal because, I work hard, get my money, and I'll pay for this product and walk out with it. But when people feel like they're being taken advantage of, when they're oppressed, well then, they feel justified in stealing. I don't think that explains it. I think that's trying to put a nice face on it. No. If that is true, by the way, the media is culpable in this for propagating the idea over the last few years that America is a fundamentally structurally racist country and that the oppressed classes in our society are justified in walking into stores and exfiltrating merchandise in fiery but mostly peaceful protests. No, I think the real problem here is our society is what you get when you are no longer, if it ever was really, but when we are no longer one nation under God. Topic number three, that leads to San Francisco, which is a city that's been particularly hard hit by businesses fleeing the city because they can't make money anymore. When the guy who's selling your merchandise stolen from your shelves on tables out in the alley behind your store and the police won't or can't do anything about it, there's no point in trying to turn a profit by operating in a city like San Francisco. San Francisco has many, many problems. It's losing major conventions. Many of the big tech companies based in San Francisco, Salesforce for one, now listing as much as 40% of some of the old office buildings that they own as vacant. Office vacancies, the office vacancy rate, nearly 25% in San Francisco, one of the worst for a large city in this country, because the people who have money to spend don't want to have to go to a place that's too costly and too dangerous and too dirty. They can go elsewhere, and they are. The tech industry moving away. We told you last month about, just as an example of what San Francisco is like, a public restroom that's been planned for a public plaza in San Francisco. This plaza built 6 years ago, and the plumbing installed for this public restroom, a 150-square-foot building. Here we are 6 years later. The building's still not constructed. And it's projected that if it gets done, it's going to take 2 more years and about $1.7 million to build a 150-square-foot public restroom. That's 10 by 15, the size of a modest bedroom. But that's San Francisco for you. And yet, there are things San Francisco can do quickly when it wants to. Case in point, last week the city launched its Guaranteed Income for Transgender People program, or GIFT program. 55 San Francisco residents who identify as transgender will receive $1,200 per month, and they will prioritize illegal migrants and people involved in prostitution. Also, non-English speakers, disabled people, and the homeless. All they have to do is identify as transgender and promise to stay in San Francisco to keep receiving the money. Those selected to participate in the program are allowed to earn up to $4,000 a month above and beyond what they're getting on these prepaid debit cards. So you see, San Francisco is not totally incapable of doing things for its residents. It's just where its priorities lay. Topic number two, now they do the testing. Pfizer and Moderna have launched trials to determine whether there are any long-term negative health impacts from mRNA-based vaccines. These studies will monitor the small number of Americans who suffered rare side effects. This is the corporate media reporting here. After receiving shots over the last 2 years, both firms required to carry out this long-term research by the Food and Drug Administration as a condition of approval earlier this year. So inflammation of the heart, myocarditis, and the area around the heart, pericarditis, two of the more common serious adverse side effects reported from the shots. Generally in younger men under the age of 30. Two reactions to this. I mean, it's nice that they're finally launching the trials now after they ruined the original trial by giving everybody who was on the placebo the vaccine, thereby destroying the control. They can't compare a group that they know hasn't been injected with the shot. And now that 80% of American adults have received at least one shot, good luck finding a control group now. Remember, most vaccines aren't even approved for human use until they've been tested, or wide-scale distribution anyway, until they've been tested for 10, sometimes 15 years. That's how seriously the FDA used to take safety. Now, these vaccines were rushed out in about 10 months. And as I said, the control groups, those receiving the placebo, eliminated when they were given the shots. And bear in mind, Pfizer and Moderna wouldn't even be doing these long-term tests if they hadn't been required to do so by the FDA as part of the original deal for fast-tracking the vaccines in the first place. And meanwhile, as we approach Thanksgiving, NBC's medical expert advising viewers to, because of the triple pandemic, or what are they calling, the triple-demic, imminent COVID, flu, RSV, avoid family members who haven't been vaccinated. Yes, continue to be very afraid. Well, coming up, a sheep portal. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Allie Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in SkyWatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary. The many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek. How the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in 3 brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number 1 today, what's going on in pen number 13? A flock of sheep in China found walking in a circle for 12 days without stopping. This is a Twilight Zone episode. The sheep shown on closed-circuit television walking around in a continuous clockwise motion inside their pen. This was in Inner Mongolia, which is northern China. This has left people confused. They don't understand the behavior. It started with just 2 or 3, according to the owner of the sheep, Ms. Miao, M-I-A-O. She said it started with a couple of sheep, and pretty soon they were all doing it, just wandering around and around and around. Now, this is a rather large sheep operation. Apparently, only one of the 34 pens displayed this behavior. Oddly enough, it was pen number 13. which means the other 33 were fine. Yes, you can hear Rod Serling in the background, submitted for your approval. Have no explanation for any of this. Well, Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Exposing the Darkness is on now, which means when you sign up, you get instant access. But something new for this conference in response to your requests, if you sign up after the conference launch date, which was November 4th, you still get 90 days access. So it's 90 days from the day you sign up. So you haven't missed anything if you haven't signed up yet. Of course, you haven't seen the programs yet. You haven't seen the presentations or the documentaries yet. So you're missing that. So stop that. Take advantage of this. Sign up now. 90 days access to watch 24 cutting-edge programs from or presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, yours truly, Joel Richardson, Carl Gallifs, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, whose discussion of his new book, Kings of the East, very timely given relations with China these days, and 6 full-length documentary films from Skywatch Films, including the most recent Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, which is very timely given NASA's test just a couple of weeks ago of its spacecraft that ran into an asteroid to try to knock it out of its orbit. Find out more online and sign up. Get instant access at defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue with our 6-week series based on the new 3-book set from Tom Horn and Donna Howell, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. He is all through the Bible. We know that as Christians, but some of the appearances in the Old Testament might surprise you. Learn more, go deeper, find out how seriously our Lord wants to reunite us with his family. Don't miss our broadcast this week. The schedule for the over-the-air program is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can watch it right now. Forget the schedule. Just set your own schedule. If you've got Roku or Apple TV, add the Skywatch TV app to your set-top box, and then we'll be there whenever you click the remote. Or download our free app to your smartphone or tablet. You don't have to watch it on a small screen, by the way. I've got screen caps there for my phone, but using Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay to cast the video to your smart TV, you can watch it on the big screen without wires. That's kind of the way technology is going these days. The app is absolutely free. Gets you all of our video content, news updates 3 times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events, as well as other features. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And we've got links to the app stores to make it easy for you posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.